The Energy of Belonging, Igniting Workplace Community. Introduction, The Hidden Gap. In today's corporate world, there's a hidden gap that's costing businesses dearly, the belonging gap. Imagine walking into work every day feeling disconnected, unseen, and unvalued. How do you think you might perform? Sadly, this is the reality for many employees. While there's plenty of advice for CEOs or HR professionals on how to build belonging, everyday employees are often left in the dark. Yet they're the ones who can make the biggest difference in creating a sense of value and connection. The impact of belonging in the workplace is astounding, and it's time we equip every employee with the tools to foster it. You don't need to be a leader to make a difference. You just need to know how. That's why I wrote this book, to provide 75 actionable ideas that anyone can use to spark workplace community and create an environment where everyone feels they truly belong. Part 1, Understanding Belonging. Belonging is more than just a warm, fuzzy feeling. It's the outcome of how people treat each other, and it has a massive impact on your work life. When you feel like you belong, everything changes. You're more likely to speak up in meetings, share innovative ideas, and collaborate effectively with your colleagues. You're also less likely to call in sick or look for a new job. Consider Sarah, a new hire at a tech startup. On her first day, her teammate Jake notices her looking lost. He introduces himself, shows her around, and invites her to lunch with the team. By day's end, Sarah feels welcomed and part of the group. That's belonging in action. Now contrast Sarah's experience with Michael's. He also started a new job, but his coworkers barely acknowledged his presence. His emails went unanswered, he was interrupted constantly in meetings, and he often ate lunch alone. Michael's enthusiasm quickly waned. He started doubting his abilities and considered quitting. These scenarios illustrate how the power of belonging, or its absence, can significantly impact an individual's performance and an organization's success. When you feel you belong, you're more likely to take risks, collaborate effectively, and bring your authentic self to work. Part 2, The Three Pillars of Belonging. The energy of belonging is created through countless small daily interactions, not necessarily grand gestures. It's built on three fundamental pillars: connection, respect, and protection. Let's explore each of these in detail. Connection is about feeling linked to others and to something bigger than ourselves. It's the colleague who remembers to ask about your weekend, the manager who recalls your training for a 5K, or the team that celebrates your successes along the way. Respect involves recognizing and appreciating the unique value each person brings to the team. It's about acknowledging contributions, seeking out diverse perspectives, and treating everyone with dignity, regardless of their role or background. Protection means creating a psychologically safe environment where people feel secure enough to express themselves fully, take risks, and even make mistakes without fear of ridicule or retribution. When these three elements come together, they create a powerful synergy that fuels engagement, creativity, and productivity. Part 3, Everyday Actions to Foster Belonging. Now that we understand the importance of belonging and its key components, let's dive into some practical strategies you can use to cultivate this energy in your workplace. Start by reaching out to your colleagues, especially new team members. Show genuine interest in their ideas and experiences. Ask about their weekend, their hobbies, or their thoughts on a current project. These small conversations can build bridges and create a sense of connection. Recognize and appreciate others' contributions. Did a coworker go above and beyond on a project? Let them know you noticed. A simple, great job on that presentation, or I really appreciated your input in the meeting, can go a long way in making someone feel valued and respected. Stand up against exclusionary behaviors. If you notice someone being consistently interrupted or their ideas being dismissed, speak up. You might say, "I'd like to hear more about what Sarah was saying before we move on." This not only helps the person being marginalized, but also sets a tone of inclusivity for the entire team. Create opportunities for shared experiences. organize a team lunch, start a book club, or initiate a volunteer day. These shared activities can help build bonds and create a sense of community beyond work tasks. Part 4. Overcoming challenges to belonging. Of course, fostering belonging isn't always easy. You might encounter resistance or face challenges along the way. Let's address some common obstacles and how to overcome them. One challenge is the increasing prevalence of remote work. How do you create belonging when team members are scattered across different locations? The key is to be intentional about connection. Schedule regular video check-ins, not just for work matters, but for casual conversation. Create virtual spaces for informal interaction, like a Slack channel for sharing weekend plans or pet photos. Another challenge is dealing with unconscious bias. We all have biases, but they can inadvertently lead to exclusionary behaviors. The first step is awareness. Pay attention to your own patterns of interaction. Do you tend to gravitate towards the same people? Make a conscious effort to reach out to those you don't typically interact with. Sometimes, organizational culture can be a barrier to belonging. If your workplace has a competitive or individualistic culture, it might seem challenging to foster community. But remember, culture change starts with individual actions. By consistently demonstrating inclusive behaviors, you can start to shift the norms in your immediate sphere of influence. Part 5. Measuring the impact of belonging. As we work to create more inclusive, connected workplaces, it's important to measure our progress. How do we know if our efforts are making a difference? One way is to simply observe. Are more people speaking up in meetings? Do you notice increased collaboration across teams? Are people more likely to offer help or ask for it when needed? These can all be signs of a growing sense of belonging. You can also use more formal methods. Many organizations use employee engagement surveys that include questions about belonging. If your company doesn't do this, suggest adding questions like, "I feel like I belong at this organization," or "I feel comfortable being myself at work." But perhaps the most powerful measure is the stories you hear. When people start sharing how they feel more connected, valued, or secure in their work environment, you know you're on the right track. Conclusion: the ripple effect of belonging. As we wrap up, I want to emphasize that fostering a sense of belonging isn't just the responsibility of leadership. It's something everyone can contribute to. By making others feel connected, respected, and protected, you're adding to the positive energy in your workplace. Remember, these small actions can create a ripple effect, gradually transforming your workplace into a community where everyone feels they truly belong. And when people feel they belong, amazing things happen. Productivity soars, creativity flourishes, and talented staff stick around. So I challenge you to take action. Choose one idea from this book and put it into practice today, then another tomorrow. Before you know it, you'll be creating waves of positive change, energizing your entire team with the power of belonging. Together, we can close the belonging gap and create workplaces where everyone can thrive. Are you ready to unleash the energy of belonging in your organization?